this expression from the bottom of the last slide. Here it is again. Now I've written it as delta k. This is the amplitude that's arriving at our detector. And I take the periodic electron density and expand it in the Fourier series. So I take the Fourier series, I put it in here. Then I've got this exponential function times that one. So I just combine them into one exponential function and it gives me something like this. And then I realize that if g equals delta k, then I get the exponential function of zero, and the integral is easy to do, because the integral is just some constant integrated over the volume. So the integral just gives a factor of the volume, and this constant is it's called the structure factor. So how we can interpret Lowy's experiment is that there's only a sharp diffraction peak when this condition is satisfied. So we know k and we know k prime, so we can figure out what the g vector is associated with that. We know k is the vector coming in, k prime is the wave vector going out, and that the difference between those two must be equal to g, so we know g. And then we look at the intensity. So in the experiment I showed you, it's how big or how dark that spot was. He didn't measure intensity very well. Now we use a better detector to measure intensity. But you look at the intensity of the spots, and the intensity is going to be this structure factor squared. So you get some information about the crystal.